especially you that never came to our ABL program. It's a tremendous program. We have it every month. We always meet on the last Thursday of the month, but except for November and December because of Christmas and Thanksgiving. And so, but come on out. It's a lot of fun. Tom and Annie head the program up. They do a great job. It's always a great program. Christ is always lifted up. Matter of fact, from when we started back in 1992, I think 91 somewhere, not 91, that was our main goal, was just to lift up Christ. We've seen people saved from it, people baptized, people come into our church through it. There's all kinds of people. They drive in, and it wouldn't be surprising me if we see 125 people there if the weather's not too inclement. We'll see a big crowd there. And you don't have to be a senior citizen to attend, but we just want to encourage you, to come out and be part of that special day on Thursday morning. 1 year ago today, our little Mary went to be with the Lord. And this afternoon, after we eat our dinner, Rose and I are going to go out and visit Mary's grave. And little Anna Rose in Dakota. We're just going to take some flowers out and be with some of our people that last year or so we've lost. Amen? So you remember these. Oh, they're in heaven. You have to pray for them. Remember the families. You know? And a couple weeks ago, maybe it was last week. Yeah, it was last week. Last Friday, we went to Mansfield Baptist Temple to the men's preaching revival there. And they've had it now for 13 years in a row. Dr. Atkins, very, very humble man. Very humble man. And he always spirit-filled, led of God, and brings in powerful preachers to just speak to our hearts. And they have it on Friday and Saturday. Well, Friday night before we left, Dr. Atkins, he never says nothing. I mean, preaching, that's about all. He's very humble. And when he says something, I listen, because that's the type of guy when they... Because they don't say very much. When they do, you want to hear what you pretty much think God's telling them to say it. And he said, there's a book I want you preachers to get before you, if you can tonight, leave. Get that book. And this is the book he was talking about. And I'm going to preach about it today. I'm going to do something very unusual. I'm going to preach a little bit, but I'm going to give you a lot of statistics today. It's on pornography. And I looked for that book. I went out the wrong door. And of course, we were heading back to Ravenna that night. But Brother Coolidge got that book for me. He gave it to me Wednesday, I think. And I took it home and read it Wednesday night. I was so moved. I'm so moved by it. Matter of fact, I'm going to buy some and put in our bookstore. And I definitely want Brother Bobby and Jamie to read this book for our youth. I knew that pornography's out there, you know. Most preachers, and I'm not trying to say we're godlier than thou, but we don't get into that stuff, and we don't really know a lot about it. But after I read this book, and by the way, the book's just been printed in 2008, copyright 2008, it's right off the press. Dr. Askin said there's so many surveys, what they got there, the statistics is so overwhelming that you men need it. When I read this book, Mike, I could not believe what I was reading. And I didn't realize that pornography was in the churches like it is. And I'm gonna give you some stuff, and I'm going to challenge you today. I'm gonna be really challenging the teenagers. I'm going to give you some facts about pornography. And I'm going to be talking some about the TV programs, too, that you watch. And it's startling. But if you're a man here today, or a lady, it's mostly men. If you're in pornography and you're here, you're in real trouble. And I'm not here to make you mad. I'm here to try to get you out of a trap that Satan's put you in. And that pornography, young and old alike, that has no age barrier, although they focus on the young kids. 11-year-old, they're being introduced, the average age is 11 years old at pornography. It's no wonder they, at the end of the book, he talked about the average age of 20 years. 81% of kids today at 20 years of age have all, 81% of the boys age 20 have already had sexual intercourse. 67% of the girls at age 20 have already had intercourse. I'm talking about out of holy wedlock. The day before he died, Bundy, I remember that serial killer Bundy. Ted Bundy, he killed 28 females. He asked to talk to Dr. Dobson. Remember Focus on the Family? And he told Dr. Dobson, it's in this book at the end, he told Dr. Dobson, he said, I'm going to tell you, I was introduced to pornography when I was 12 and 13 years old. He said, pornography is what got me going the way I went. And he said, in prison, I have never met any person, killers or anything. I'm going to give you stats today that are going to shock you. He said, I have never known any killer that wasn't introduced to pornography. There's a statement from Detroit. Every person that was on death row and killed people, every one of them said that they were avid pornography readers and lookers. I'm going to tell you right now, you listen to me now. God put this on my heart so much. And if you're in pornography, we're going to make today a day that you come out of it. We're going to make a day for you to come out of this. And let's stand for the reading of God's word. You know how Satan enters into us? One way? The eye gate. The eye gate. Look at, I thought about the first person in the Bible. How did he get Eve? And he got her by the eye gate. I don't know if it was an apple or a grape or what, but he said, look how nice it looks. And Satan wants to enter you in through the eye gate. And if he can get you in your eye gate, he'll have you. By the way, pornography, I can't pronounce the two words. When you men look at pornography, that stimulates your brain, and there's two chemicals in your brain that get stirred up, and it makes you desire, because you get such pleasure in your brain, the brain keeps calling for more. That's why you become, just like a drug addict or an alcoholic, Kenny, pornography is just, they said it's like being on heroin or being like on cocaine. Yes. Yeah. Pornography is so addicting. You're just like a drug addict or an alcoholic. I'm telling you right now, it's a destroyer of lives. Well, let's look at the scripture, and I have to hurry because I'm going to let you, at 12 o'clock I'm going to stop because I was Methuselah last week. But I tell you, if you look at the thing, I didn't preach long. I preached my normal, but we had all that time for the vets, which I don't regret honoring the vets. But it was long, and I realized that. Okay, Genesis chapter 3, verse 4. How many got that? And the serpent, who's the serpent? That's the devil, Satan. Isn't he a snake in the grass? What do you know about a snake? They have poisonous venom. They're sneaky, and they're crafty, and they're subtle. And they want to put the bite on you. And they want to get that. And then when they put the bite, they shoot their venom in you, their poisonous venom, which kills you and destroys you. That's what he does in pornography. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, liar. And he's always a liar. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes, circle that, shall be open, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw, what'd she see with her eyes, that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. And he did eat, and the eyes of them both were open. How many see that? Yep. Father, I just pray that I can be a blessing today. Lord, I'm thankful I've never got into pornography. But that doesn't make me any better than anybody else. It just makes me more fortunate. And Father, I pray that there's pornography in my church. Lord, it can be with good people that they've been taken in. I pray, dear God, in the name of Jesus, that we can get pornography out of the homes of our people. Pray that we can get it out of the homes of our country. And Lord, help us to understand what a threat that pornography is to our lives and our children's and our children's children, our friends and our families. Lord, fill me with the Holy Ghost so I can preach with power, and give me wisdom, the things to say and not to say. Lord, may you be honored and glorified through this message, I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We see there in just the fall of man came because the gateway of the eye. Now, I know there's other things involved, but what I wanted you to see was Satan likes to use the gateway of the eye. What you see, you become what you see. Hello? You say, really, preacher? Yeah. Go to Matthew chapter 7. Look at Matthew chapter 7. No, Mark. I'm sorry, Mark. Mark 7. Let's see, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Mark 7. Look at verse 21. For from within, from within, out of the heart. Where does it come from? Within. How does it get in? The eye gateway. The heart of man proceedeth evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, that means lustful desires, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. And when you let evil pornography come into you, you are defiling your body and you're defiling others, because that'll have an effect for you to do things to others that you shouldn't do. Even in Matthew 5, Jesus said, anyone that looks on a woman with adultery, just looking at him, has committed adultery in his heart. Right. Now I want you to look at one more scripture and I'll start preaching. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. When you entertain all that pornography, you're casting down everything about the knowledge of God. No wonder we can't don't want to pray. No wonder we don't want to soul win. No wonder we don't want to read our Bible. Our heart and our minds fill with evil. Casting down imaginations. And by the way, that's what when you watch that pornography, you're not actually having intercourse, but your imagination is. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I'm going to tell you right now, our world is being torn down. And I don't know about you, but it seems like it gets more evil and evil and evil every day I live. How many realize that? You know, just like Satan sung his deadly fangs in venomous poison in Eve and Adam, he's still thinking that venomous poison. He did it back in their day, and he's doing it in our day today. Right. By the way, let me just give you one more scripture, and then I'm going to show you some things. Look, go back to Genesis. This is a prophecy of that Christ is coming back. Look at Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 and 6. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. How many see that? I'm going to tell you, Brother Dave was talking about bring back the old things. I'm going to tell you, since we've been, when I was a little boy, things have really changed a lot for the worse. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil. What? Sounds like today. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. I'm going to tell you right now, and then don't turn to it, but Matthew 24:38, it says, as the days of Noah were, the days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. In other words, they were sex crazy. They were going from woman to woman. It was just, and by the way, night clubbing, eating out, and sex orgies. Kind of like America. And by the way, Europe is, believe it or not, they have lower standards than us. When I was in Germany, I turned the TV on one time to try to see if there was any news back about the United States, because when you're in another country, you get kind of thinking about what's going back in the States, especially what was the Cleveland Indians winning and stuff like that. You know, you should have known that, or the Browns, or you know, the Cavs. But I turned it on one time, and I said, blatant pornography, right? I said, oh, my lands. I turned it off. So then I turned this, a couple days later, I turned on, and I tried to get this one station, it had one person talk English on it, and it had one, it was like a CNN or something like that about the world news, although they couldn't speak English very good. It was trying to do it, you know? And so they put, and then the next thing I saw, these people were trying to sell cars. Like they're having an auction for cars. And I came back. I just went between the commercials. And next thing I saw, she was there standing naked selling cars. Of course, I turned the TV off, and I never turned it on the rest of the week. I said, I can't believe this. I'm going to tell you right now. America's bad. I'm telling you, the whole world's filthy. I'm going to tell you, people think nothing of adultery. People think nothing about... In Germany, it's legal to have prostitution. It's legal. I'm going to tell you, this country, the world's in trouble. If there was one thing I could tell you about a prophecy of Christ coming back real soon, the Bible says that their hearts are on evil continually. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's what the world looks like to me today. It's on evil continually. Can anyone say amen? Well, Satan's still working in 2008, and he's reaching multitudes of millions of people. And you say, preacher, how's he reaching them? He's reaching them with the poison of pornography. And by the way, that's the title of my message, John, The Poison of Pornography. And, you know, pornography is a destroyer. I'm telling you that right now. Job said, don't turn to it, Job said in Job 30, verse 31, verse 1, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Job said in 31:1, I made a covenant with my eyes. In other words, he said, I'm not going to let the gateway of my eyes hinder my brain from make my brain have bad thoughts against God. See, because what you let go in there has an effect on your brain. Are you with me? I made a covenant with my eyes. Satan tries to enter our thoughts so he can, through the eye gate, so he can destroy our thoughts for God and for what we should have our thoughts on. Psalms 119, verse 37 says, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. Psalmist David said, Psalms 119, verse 37, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity. In other words, David said, God, take my eyes off the nakedness of women. By the way, he knew enough to write about it. He's the one who fell in the trap. Well, today I want to tell you, pornography is destroying people's lives. And I just want to give you some stats today. And I hope that these I give you will help you stay away from pornography and help you to warn others. Amen? 47% of the Christians surveyed said that pornography is a major problem in the home. 65% of men who went to Promise Keepers said they used pornography regular. Of course, I never went to Promise Keepers because I didn't think it was of God, but a lot of people did. According to Maryland Coalition 40 to 60% of Christian men are involved. I couldn't believe these stats, Mark. 40 to 60% of Christian men are involved in pornography in some way. One Christian counselor stated that 50% of those who responded to a survey said they have viewed pornography in the last year. I guarantee you, some of you this week have seen pornography, according to the stats. If the stats are right, there's a good chance that someone in here has seen pornography. I remember being when I first got a computer, I've never went to a pornography site in my life, but I'd be looking at something, all of a sudden these things would pop right on my. But now I got Brother Perry, they put a blocker and they can't go on my computer no more. But I'm gonna tell you, those computers, you better watch your kids on those computers. Because when I give you the statistics on teenagers and pornography, you people's toes are going to curl. We must never forget. And the money. Did you know that they make more money in pornography than all the total gross of all of national football, baseball, and basketball? You take all the billions they make in all basketball, football, and baseball, and pornography makes more money than those three sports combined? I didn't know that. Porn revenue is larger than all the combined revenues of professional football, professional baseball, and professional basketball combined. Child pornography generates $3 billion annually. The adult video industry accounts for $20 billion. By the way, did you know there's more adult video stores than there are McDonald's hamburgers? McDonald's restaurants? Yes, there's someone in this book. The adult video industry accounts for $20 billion. The internet pornography is $2.5 billion. Pornography magazines are $7.5 billion. Worldwide, the porn industry generates $51 billion a year. One author states, "I'm convinced that if Christian men would not put another cent in the porn industry, we could cripple it." It is no wonder God can't bless our churches. We got too much sin in the camp. It's not uncommon to find Christian men who are contributing $200 to $300 a week in pornography. Christians often forget that the one primary function of the government is to punish the evildoers and praise those who do well. Unfortunately, many Christians vote for a particular political candidate because of their fiscal policies rather than their moral principles. I preached on that, remember? Who's on the Lord's side? It's coming back now. You're seeing it. This, by the way, and then it gave stats about, I'm not making these up, Brother Mike. It gave stats about Mr. Bush, the first Mr. Bush. When he was the president, he had 233 obscenity prosecutions, 233. Senior Bush, not the one now, it's the president. And Clinton had 105. He didn't care as much. Guess how many George Bush got? None. The one right now. See, we got government. You better listen to me. You better listen to me. You better start voting for people that have moral upright. Listen, America's in trouble, not because God will take care of the economics, if we'll just take care of righteousness. And when you keep voting people that will kill babies and let queers get married and stuff like that, and partial abortions and stuff like that, you don't understand. God's going to say, curse, curse, curse. This is unbelievable. The average age of the first internet exposure to pornography is 11 years old. You that have got children and you that have got computers in your home, you better watch out, because chances are your kids are seeing pornography. The largest consumers of the internet pornography is 12 to 17 years old. There is no denying that men see their first pornography as children. One survey, over 100 Christian men revealed that nobody was over 20 years old when they saw their first pornography. And in other words, before they saw it before they were 20. An estimated 70% of all pornography ends up in the hands of children. 70% of it. Most boys see hardcore pornography before the first date. And you wonder why they got thoughts of doing evil things. A child's first exposure to pornography is now 11 years old. 11 years old! I think that's how old Bailey Ray is, my granddaughter, 11 years old. Yet the average age when a man seeks help is 30 to 35 years old. All those years go, 20 years go by before they even get any help. Help's on the way right now. We're going to try to help you right now. Dr. Jennings Bryant, part of the 1986 Attorney General Commission of Pornography, did a study. 600 males and females in junior high school. He discovered that 91% of the males, 91%, and 82% of the females had been exposed to hardcore pornography. So to take our kids. According to this right here, that means if we go by stats, I'm not saying you are, but according to these stats, almost every one of these kids here right now have been exposed to pornography, according to the stats. Are you with me? And by the way, they say that you, and some of you, you better be careful who you let your kids stay overnight with. Because he mentions in here, usually the first time they see pornography is when they're staying overnight with one of their friends. Listen to these stats on television. If these don't want to make you tell you to turn your TV off. Unfortunately, many Christian children do not have to spend a night at a friend's house to see pornography. They can view every night on television at their home. 450 sixth graders. Who's in the sixth grade here? Anybody in sixth grade? How old's a sixth grader? 11? Okay. That have cable at their home, out of 450 sixth graders, Oakland University Professor Ellis found that 66% of the children watched at least one program a month that contained nudity and heavy sexual content. You're priming them. No wonder we don't have any girls and men, boys are virgins anymore. They're from 11 years old, they're being pumped in about sex. Florida State University study reported a typical prime time. This is going to blow you out. Listen to me. I hope I'm not boring you. A Florida State University reported that a typical prime time hour of television broadcast, 1.6 references to intercourse, 1.2 references to prostitution and rape, 4.7 sexual in the news, and 1.8 of kisses and suggestive behavior. Additional television characters talk about sex on display, sexual behavior. Listen to this. 15 times an hour. That's once every 4 minutes. So when your kids and my kids and when you and I are watching TV, you got sexual references once every 4 minutes. 15 times in an hour. It goes on to say, people that we would not let ever enter our house, we let them come right in through the TV. A study by Lou Harris Associates revealed that three major networks gave audience of 65,000 references to sexual behavior in 1 year. In other words, ABC, NBC, and CBS gives 27 references per hour to sex, to sexual behavior. Television has done more to desensitize Americans about sexuality and the behavior of sex than any other device ever created. That TV you got and that TV I got is dangerous. And by the way, it goes on, talks about the Hollywood group, those in Hollywood, and those that are stars. Very few, I think it said 97% don't even go to church. They're for homosexuality. They're for abortion. So don't get excited about your Hollywood stars. They hate God. They hate the things of God. Television sets are... Television is an invention that permits you to entertain in your living room people you would not have enter your home. Television sets are found in 98% of American homes. By the way, most people have more than one. Two-thirds of American homes have more than one TV set. The television exposure has done more to whet the appetite of sexual explicity and material than anything in America. I'm going to tell you right now, me and Brother David, we're ready to shut our TVs off. Because even when I watch very little, I'm watching less and less of it. I do watch the Cavaliers. I do watch the Browns. Pittsburgh Steelers. I like sports. But even, and those are my favorite programs, the sports. There's not a whole lot of things on our TV that I really care about. But do you know what, folks? Even the commercials are evil. To DVDs. Today, adult bookstores outnumber McDonald's. 52% of males aged 18 to 34 find it desirable for all video stores to carry adult products. Can you imagine that? The porn industry averages more titles in 2 weeks than Hollywood releases in a year. In 1989, adult films videos grossed $992 million. The figure rose to $1.6 billion in 92. By 1997, the figure had grown to $4.2 billion. Now it's at $52 billion. Yeah, I'm telling you. Here we go. The internet. Am I boring you? There are four... This is unreal. This is an eye-opener. Boy, we got to get this stuff, Bobby. This is an eye-opener. Thank you, Cooley, for getting this book for me. There are 4.2 million porn websites. 4.2 million porn websites on the computer. 4.2 million! 4.2 million nudie websites on the computer. You think your kids aren't getting on those things? 12% of all websites are pornography. In November 1999, Nielsen ratings showed 12.5 million surfers visited porn sites. 12.5 million. In September from their homes, 140% rise in traffic in just 6 months. As of January 1999, 19,542,710 different people per month visit the top five pay porn sites. Now, with 98,527,275 different people visiting, you know what? There's about 300 million people in America. 98 million people visited it. That's one out of three. There's a good chance that there's people here today that visit the porn sites. More porn sites on the internet consist of multiple pictures. One of the web's largest site offers 55,000 membership. Has a membership of 55,000. More than 10,000 sexually explicit pictures are added every month, 1,000 per month. Playboy has its own website. Over 18,600 subscribers, an average of 4.7 million hits on a 1 day, 7 period. Can you believe that? Victoria's Secret ran an advertisement during the Super Bowl and it pulled in almost 500,000 hits at their web. 500,000. According to the New York Times, 100 companies tested software to discover what employees were hitting on the internet. Of those companies, 168 had employees hitting on the pornography. Many hit the sites while they're doing their job, risking the losing their job. They didn't care. Once you start getting into it, they get in. I probably won't be able to get. But once you start watching pornography, it stimulates your brain. There's chemicals that go off in there. There's two different chemicals, and they start to, and it's like an addiction. You just got to have more and more and more, and you just keep going back to it. Matter of fact, they say one telling sight about teenagers when they're in pornography, they'll steal money to buy their to fill their addict habit, and they get moody over when you take things away from them. Hello? Listen to this. Many hit these sites around job, even the risk of losing. For example, Penthouse website was visited 12,820 times in 1 month by employees at IBM. We should not be surprised. Nearly 30% of all 30% of Americans who are on the internet visit adult website. 30%. Pornography is available everywhere, and we must be careful to monitor our TVs and abstain from not asking questions about movies, because you better know what your kid's watching. By the way, I like what he said in this book. I'll never be able to get all this. He said, remember, your kid's bedroom is not, it's not theirs, it's yours, because you own the house. Oh, I don't, preacher, I don't want to invade their privacy. You better invade their privacy, because Satan's in there killing them. Let me give you this couple more pages and I'll let you out. This chapter 3 was unreal. The poison of pornography. By the way, pornography, it not only affects you spiritually, socially, but psychologically. Pornography, when you get, you kids, you listen to me, you kids, it shapes how you think from a young age. That's why Satan wants to get them when they're real young, because it has a permanent effect on their life. By the way, there's all kinds of preachers. He talks about preachers on the websites. Matter of fact, I think Brother Bill Turner's, the pastor before Billy came there, if I'm not mistaken, had trouble with the pornography on the website, or at least one of those churches that I heard about. Not Brother Billy, but the man before him. I'm going to tell you, it's not just the lost people, it's saved people doing this. I just was so nice, I just didn't know it was this prevalent with the saved people. The anti-Christian groups such as American Civil Liberties Unions, and boy, they hate everything about God. American Library Association defend porn, and they do it vigorously. If Christians are not careful, they can see pornography as a constitutional protected free speech. It's coming. It's time for the believers to take a stand. And the church needs to speak out. Listen to this. Psychological poison. They state that pornography has the ability to program children early. They watch those queers. And they'd be saying, maybe I should be a queer. That's the truth. They play with their mind. The ability to program children early, pornography material softens the forms of effects, affects the child's attitude, sexual orientation, and sexual preferences. And by the way, it messes up your husbands, because you husbands, you watch that, then you want your wife to be what you see on those porn movies. And I'm going to tell you, she's not supposed to be what you saw. Because those women doing that aren't supposed to be doing what they're doing. We live in a wicked world. Look at these stats. I wrote these on my paper. 50% of teens, 50% of all teens admit that they have visited pornography websites. 50%. 79% of these students say they found the pornography in the school computers, or they went to the library or to a friend's house. 67% say they had access to pornography at home because the parents didn't even care. Oh, little Billy never do that. You're an idiot. Satan just fed you a bill of goods and you bleed him like Eve did. Oh, he won't hurt you. It'll be all right. Oh, let them alone. They're just kids. There's nothing on there. You're stupid. You ought to love your kids. Isn't this good preaching? 64% say they use a computer at their friend's house to access pornography. 75% of the parents I couldn't believe this. 75% of the parents surveyed said they thought they knew what the kids were watching, thought it was all right. You know what that tells me? You don't know what your kids are watching! You think that little Billy and Johnny aren't watching anything, but they are! Hello? Wake up! Is anybody home? Because our kids are getting, I'm going to tell you right now, these kids, even though they're quiet, they, and I'm glad they are, they know what the preacher's talking about. Because I guarantee you, some of these kids have been on those websites because the percentages, and by the way, some of you men have been on them too. Because I got the percentages. Brother Perry used to tell me, preacher, you live in a little circle. You're so naive. You know, I came from the streets, but that's 35 years ago. I've been off the streets for 35 years. I got a kick out of the mailman the other day. I went and mailed those pictures, a couple of those preachers that had their picture taken with Bob Green. And the fellow said to me, hey, he always calls me Captain down there. Hey, Captain, how you doing? I said, I'm doing great. He said, I heard you had a big party, a big bash the other day at your house and a whole lot of drinking going on. I said, hey, you didn't hear that about my house. I said, I haven't drank alcohol for over 35, 40 years. Oh, really? I said, and there's all kinds of people, and they're all gathering around me because my voice carries. I don't know why, but my voice carries. It's amazing. And I said, I don't want you to think I don't drink. I just changed fountains. And I said, you better stop drinking from that fountain because you're going to die and go to hell. You need Christ as your Savior. You better start drinking at the fountain I've been drinking at. Amen. You're done, preacher. Here you go. Brother, we need to start telling people about our Savior because I'm going to tell you, the world's going to hell in a handbag and we're not stopping them. He swore. No, I didn't swear. That hell's real. There is a place called hell, and it's real. And we ought to be concerned about people dying and going there. Where did I leave off here? Boy, it's 12 o'clock. Can I take 5 more minutes? I told you 5. I won't. How many will let me take 5 more minutes? Okay. Because I told you 12, and it's 12. Listen to this. Obviously, parents are not in the know what their kids are doing. You better start going and checking your kids you better go check in their drawers, check what they got in their emails. You better start clamping down on the TV, clamping down on the computer rights, because I'm gonna tell you, they're in these chat rooms. Look, 5,100 children, their sexual predators are constantly stalking children. Of 5,000 children were surveyed. 19% they received unwanted sexual advances in the preceding year. In other words, they were just things popped on their computer, sexual things. They didn't pull the website up, but they came up to their website. 70% while the child was at home. 65% while they were in a chat room. You know, you kids, get out of them chat rooms. Get out of those chat rooms. Get out of those chat rooms. Get out of those chat rooms. They're nothing but evil in there, and Satan trying to put his venom in you in there. Oh, we're just having fun talking back and forth. No, you talk back and forth to school and church. You stay out of that stinking evil internet. I know more men and more women have run off on the internet, meet people on the internet, and they run off and leave their husband, leave their wives. There's so much evil on that internet, it's unbelievable. Oh, just go in there. Oh, that's it. You're grounded to your room. Get on your computer, watch your TV. Duh! You just gave them a death sentence, idiots! Surveys, we better get serious about this. Surveys indicate that 25% of children have received unwanted pictures of naked people involved in sex. They represent staggering 5.5 to 6 million children. 71% of unwanted images that they received. The early involvement with pornography is doing much psychological damage to the youth of our churches. It's distorting the child's view of people, relationships, sexuality. You know why we're not getting missionaries? We're giving them to Satan for his pornography. Such children are doomed to have conflict in their future marriages because of the way their minds have been affected by porn. Psychologists say that multiple emotion disorders exist that people take pornography things. By the way, they say that pornography has psychological damaging problems that last sometimes forever. Divorce rates, spouse abusal, addiction, boredom, dissatisfaction, marriage, social unbehavior, because men become more critical of their wives when they do not measure up to the pictures their husbands seen on the magazines on the internet. Wives find it impossible to compete with the countless images that race through the minds of their husband who have been psychologically damaged by pornography. I'm not going to be able to get all this because the time's running by, but the addictive nature of pornography necessitates that it must be torn out of the roots. You can't play with this. It's got to be torn out by the roots. And one out of five American adults has looked at sex sites on the internet. It says some of you have looked at it within the last 30 days. And a huge group has seen it in the last year. Much of this stems from the fact that pornography has a physical component similar to a drug, an alcoholic. The sexual images make a permanent impact on the brain. And a man aroused sexually, the images are locked in the brain by chemical, I think it's called Ephraim. And they become almost impossible to erase. In the pleasure areas with the brain are activated by a chemical called opiate, which means opium. In other words, once that's why you guys keep going back to it. You keep going back because it gives your brain a sensation. Hello? Just like a drug user, Kenny. Sexual crimes of this. I'll close. You got to get this, and I'll close. I'm not going to get half what I wanted to do, but I'll get the book. Sexual crimes happen more frequently because of pornography, because it produces bad behavior. Men are tolerating and even enjoying antisocial conduct. That's why they're killing women and beating them up and stuff. They get a kick out of it now. For example, in 1994, the review of 81%, 81 separate studies on the effects of pornography concluded that sexual explicit materials produce negative attitude towards women and increased likelihood of rape. In 1995, analysts of 24 different studies found that those who viewed pornography believed that women were secretly enjoyed, oh, they like being raped. I rape women because they enjoy being raped. That's what's going through their mind. The pornography crowd. Because they see those women on the pornography and they say, well, that woman loves it. Again, in 1989, a serious study found that consistently pornography material had insensitivity towards violated victims. And they trivialized child. By the way, I'm going to have to quit here, but they go on. There was something that was so startling, I couldn't believe it. The pornography people are the highest rate of child abusers. And by the way, they'll even abuse in their own homes. By the way, it says here, in 1983, they had 22 juvenile sex offender programs. Now they got over 1,200. Police in Akron, Ohio, for example, dealt with 121 offensive cases involving child predators. This has doubled the number of just 2 years previous. Murder is also linked to pornography. Herbert Case, chief police in Detroit, states that there has been a single sex murder in the history of the department without murdering have been an avid reader of lewd magazines. Recreation. Pornography puts in your thought to kill people. Pornography puts in your mind to rape people. I'm going to quit with this. And I'll just, let me read that back page. I hate to put it down. But I got to buy this book so you can get it. 12% of the total internet is 420 million web pages on the website. 420 million. The average age of the first internet exposure to pornography is 11 years old. 9 to 16-year-olds who have viewed online pornography are 90%. 90%. So good chance my five grand, most maybe not Lukey, and maybe not Tippy Brooke, but good chance that my other three, the older ones, according to these, I hope they haven't, but it's a good chance they've been exposed to it. 15 to 17-year-olds having multiple hardcore exposures, 80%. And then Ted Bundy, before he died, the day before, gave an interview and said, I killed all those people because I'm going to tell you something. Hardcore. Hardcore porn warped my mind. Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes. I made a covenant with my eyes. You men ought to make a covenant with your eyes so your eyes won't send something to your brain to think evil. Pretty woman walks by, turn your head. Don't turn those programs on that you know is going to be have filth on them. Shun evil. You teenagers, turn that computer off. You adults ought to shut their computers down. The computer is tearing our kids apart. The computer's tearing you apart, some of you. Some of you men, you know I'm telling you the truth. Some of you men are in here, you've been on porn sites this week. Some of you men have. And I'm here to tell you, we love you. And there's hope for you through Christ. But you're going to have complete repentance. I mean real repentance. You're going to have to go to your wife and tell her you've sinned against her watching that pornography. And we've got to get things cleared out. You've got to get things out of your life. And we've got to start getting you off that addiction. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to destroy you and your children. You teenagers, you listen to me. Satan wants to destroy your lives. Satan wants to destroy your lives. And he's trying to sink his venom in you to kill you with internet porn. Don't let him in. Don't let him in. And if you've let him in, run from it now. And by the way, it's hard to get away from once you're in it. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that you'll protect my church. Lord, help me never to be in... have eyes. Help me to be like Job. I make a covenant with my eyes that I won't look upon evil things. And Lord, I pray my people today within their hearts say, I'm going to make a covenant. I'm going to make a covenant with my eyes. Timothy said, avoid all lust, youthful lust. And Lord, I pray today, those that are in it, Lord, I'm not trying to single them out. I'm trying to help them. Lord, let them know that I'm doing this out of love. I'm concerned for their life and for their family's life and for our country. And Lord, how can we turn a lost world around when the Christians are dabbling in the evil themselves? Revival must start in our own house first before it ever gets farther. Now today, Lord, I pray that you convict people of sin. And I pray that we'll have victory in some of these homes. God, help some of these men. Lord, they know who they are. And Lord, I pray that they turn from it. There might be some women in it. I pray they'll turn from it. Lord, these teenagers, I know they're susceptible. Lord, please, if my teens are in it, would you help them, Holy Spirit of God, to get out of it? I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I remember, I think it was Dr. Gray, some preacher that I heard preaching somewhere. Maybe it was Tony Hudson, I don't know. One of them said he knew a pastor, a fundamental Baptist preacher, and he was preaching revivals, and he was in a motel, and he one night he went in there, and they had a pornography, and he watched it. And from watching it one time, he got an appetite to keep watching. And every time he went to these motels, he'd put on that pay-per-view, and he'd watch it. Next thing you know, it destroyed his life. He lost his church. He lost his family. Pornography is a threatening evil disease that will kill you. It's sin. It's more than a disease. It's sin. It's addictive. It's not a disease. It's sin. It's addictive like a disease, but it's sin. Some of you have been dabbling in it. That's why God put it in my heart. Every head bowed and every eye closed. And I'm not going to come to you. And maybe you'll get with me this week. But how many say, Pastor, God spoke to me while you were preaching. No one looking. I don't want anybody looking. I don't want no one looking. No one looking. Preacher, I've been dabbling with pornography. And by God's grace, I'm going to get out of it. God's help. Pray for me. Who'd say that? Yes. Who else? Yes. Yes. Yes, sir. God bless you. Who else? Yes, I see that. God bless you. Who else? I've been dabbling with pornography. You may put your hand down once you raise it. Who else in pornography? I see 4 or 5 hands already. No one looking around. God bless you. Come out from it. Come out from it. Come out from it. Satan is behind it. He's putting his venom, his poisonous venom in you. He's destroying your life. Turn that computer off. Turn that TV off. No wonder we can't think of holy things. We have too much inside us that came through our eyes of evil. How can we think of spiritual when we're filled with the Satan in us? Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart. I saw at least 4 or 5 hands. God, I pray for those folks. You saw them, Lord. I love them. Lord, when I read this book, as a pastor, I've not dabbled in it, but Lord, I never thought about it with the Christian people. I just figured nobody looked at that kind of stuff. And Satan's got his fangs in the Christian people too. And in the teenagers. Lord, I pray that you won't let none of my teens or my adults be destroyed in pornography. Oh God, please help them, Father, get victory. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. What page are you on, Mark? We're going to sing a song. If you're not saved, you want to be saved, you come forward. You want to pray about something, you come forward. Whatever God's got in your heart, you come right now.